Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Thursday.
Hello. I don't think that's the song.
Hello.
Yep, there you go.
I don't know the song. I've only heard you sing it.
That's the only part that I remember.
Hello.
Who sings that?
Erykah Badu.
Oh.
And my man.
And your man?
Yeah.
Who?
Three Stacks.
Oh. You know, you have very, you know, just eclectic taste. And I'm not shocked.
I don't know. I'm like, don't be surprised. You know I would be into a man that plays the flute.
I'm not shocked by yeah.
You know I would.
Who wears extremely small pants.
He's a small man.
And is a small man.
It's okay.
And it looks ones. Like he has no issue putting those pants on. Like, they just slide right up.
You know what they say about small men?
You know,
they big in the right places.
No.
Yes.
I had a guy ask me about this a couple weeks ago. Like, you know, what really matters? You know, he's like, you know, does it matter if you know the game? Like, I've seen the muscle I was doing. Like, hefty.
No, that's not what I said. I didn't say anything about hefty.
I'm saying he was a skinnier guy. And so he's like, does it matter if the guy isn't hefty as long as his dick's big?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, it both matter for me. I don't need you to be like, you know, you ain't got to be shopping at the big and tall store. But okay. I need to be secure in that I don't feel like I'm going to break you.
Right.
Because I'm not a small chicken.
Well.
There you have it, guys.
Welcome to Shenanigans. It's Thursday. Another episode.
And it's a thirsty Thursday.
It is always a thirsty
for
Thursday.
For a lot of reasons.
You know, I was going to surprise y'all. For a lot of reasons. We just saw Trey Songz's video. Well, I mean, we saw it, you know.
You know.
But, you know, we were just revisiting. I was going to surprise y'all with E40's wine. It's 18%. I just never made it out the house after. He has 18% wine.
Oh, wow. Where can you just get
Total Wine?
Is that like off of 86th Street?
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen it, but I've never been
in like the Nora area.
Yeah.
18%.
Mm-hmm. 18. And I was going to surprise y'all.
Is it like sweet or
dry? I heard the Moscato was sweet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I heard the red blend was really good.
See,
too.
I'm trying not to drink, but maybe I'll have to try it.
Why?
Because, you know, it's part of like, you know, my healthy habits that I'm trying to put into place.
Not like drink liquor. At all like, or in alcohol. Moderation.
Or hard well, alcohol. Like during this period, like at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long you doing this for?
For 4 months. Well, now 3. However, you know, if, you know, I kind of get off track a little bit, you know, I'm going to show myself grace. So.
No, sister, we support
you. Know,
you.
I'm going to be.
I'll buy another bottle in what, April, May?
No, I mean, if you want to buy the bottle,
no,
I will try some.
Aisha and I can try it. And
that's
we'll let you
said,
know.
That's why she said another bottle.
Okay. Right, because we're not going to wait. However,
right.
We will.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I don't want you to indulge. You are on a path.
You're on a path.
Right.
That we don't want you to veer away from.
Mm-hmm. I hear y'all. I appreciate it. But we'll see. We'll see when that time comes. Okay,
sis. You know.
All right. We're going to kick this off with an icebreaker.
And the icebreaker this week is, if you had to be handcuffed to someone for a week, who would it be?
That's hard. For a week.
Mm.
Who would I want to be handcuffed to for a week?
A whole week. 7 days.
See, that's hard. That's so hard. But if I had to choose someone.
It's going to be Drake.
Does it have to? No, it's not going
to
be Drake.
I was really trying not
to
say
I have
that.
To? Does it have to be a specific person? Like, Drake or so-and-so, like, or can it just be like somebody who does something in particular?
It's got to be a specific person.
Well, okay, so, and the reason why I asked,
but now I want to know.
The reason why I was going to ask is because I would say, like, I would want to be handcuffed to somebody, like a hairstylist, so I can learn how to do hair, or like a makeup artist, so I can learn how to do makeup or something like that.
You're so precious. Like,
that's cool, Jamie.
That is so sweet.
But it's like, there's not like a one specific person that I would have in mind.
Yeah.
But you got to pick one.
Okay. So if I had to pick one person
for a week.
Do y'all know y'all person? Because y'all going to have to come back to me. I don't know.
Or are you telling her to pick between the makeup artist and the hair person?
No, I'm telling her to pick a specific person.
I mean, because all the people I know are local. I mean, I guess ain't nothing wrong with that, but I mean, I don't know their actual names. Okay, I guess I'll do another person.
So you just want to be connected to either a hairstylist or
well-talented.
Okay, I'll accept that. Okay,
thank you.
I'll accept that.
Thank you.
Aisha, do you have a... It's just so cute. I can't. You have a specific person?
Not yet. You go.
What is wrong with... Y'all don't... There ain't one person. This is so easy for me.
Because I'm thinking about a lot of... I got a lot of things.
I picked Jadenna. That's who I want to be handcuffed with. Oh, for 7 days.
That's a good one. He goes a lot of places.
He goes places. He looks like he's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we'll dance. We'll play soccer.
Do you think he does drugs?
I hope so. What type of drugs? Wait a minute.
Like, I think he smokes more than weed. Like,
How far are we going?
I don't know. He just looked like he been dipping and dabbling lately.
You said lately?
Lately. Mm. Like when I've been looking at some of his recent videos and
like
posts.
I need you to give me like an upper or downer. Like where are we going with this?
You know, I don't know those specifics because I'm not really a, you know.
She's like, you know.
I don't know those kind of drugs. So, I don't know.
Like coke?
Something.
No, not my baby.
Not my baby.
Something. He's not into coke.
He's into something.
I mean,
maybe he's just going through life. Maybe that's what it is. You know, the pandemic,
quarantine.
You know, just
he looks like he's kind of on drugs. And okay, I love him, but he does.
Wouldn't be far from my type. So,
Oh my gosh. I'm just kidding.
You know. Say no to drugs. That's all I'm gonna say. Drugs aren't that bad. Coke is bad. Don't do coke.
I know someone who'll say coke ain't that bad.
I know a lot of people that will tell me coke ain't that bad.
We are not encouraging y'all to do drugs, by the way.
I'm just saying it is a lot of people who would tell me.
Oh my god.
People whose names that I know that would tell me coke ain't that bad.
Yeah, they'd be
do
like,
you?
They'd be live like your, it just made me stay awake.
Live your best life.
Whoa, son. We live on different planets.
Live your best life, okay?
It starts with that.
Well, I guess I'll find out.
Stay awake. It goes on into an addiction, a serious.
Oh boy. And here comes the commercial. Right. If you are struggling with drug addiction,
please call
1-800. How did we get here?
Please see.
I guess I'll find out when I'm handcuffed to him for 7 days.
You definitely gonna find out.
If you do a little bump,
he's gonna be like, don't look. I'm not gonna
look at you doing a bump.
Like, turn your head. You want some? No, turn your head. That's what you gonna say.
Wow, she just said my man was coked out.
I love him. I think he's a little coked out though.
I don't think he's on coke. My other man is on coke, Bruno.
Oh, but he's definitely.
I mean, finest. Of,
he's on more than. He's
it's
on.
Okay. He can snort it right out my belly button. No.
This is how, you know, in case you all were wondering, this is how far our love goes. Like,
I don't know how we got
my
here.
My God. And he's a small man, too.
I think he's a small ass man. But I think I'm really into
he's
small.
He's really small.
How small is he?
He's short.
How short is he?
He's taller than me, but I mean,
is he like 5'5"?
Probably.
I thought he was probably like 5'9", 5'10". I mean, 5'9" might still be considered a little short.
That man looks 4'9".
He does not.
Like, are you saying he looks 4'9", like after being on drugs? Or has he always looked 4'9" to you? I feel like he's always looked like, he could probably be like 5'10".
He's 5'5".
He looks 4'9".
Oh, so he's like my height.
He needs to stop putting tall men in his videos.
I still don't understand the problem.
See, now I want to see him.
What is the problem? 5'5" is taller than me.
By a smidget,
but
Tyra.
But it still counts.
Literally. Like what? A half inch?
Every inch counts.
A half. That's not an inch.
I'm not 5'5". I'm only 5'3". And barely that.
I beg to differ.
I am. Now, you know I'm not no 5'4". You're not even that much taller than me.
I'm 5'5". I'm 5'6", actually.
So you're taller than my man. No big deal. You don't got to date him.
Hence why I said he looks 4'9". I digress.
Whatever. So who would you choose?
You know.
After you just shamed all my men, like, wow.
I think I'm going to go with Yaya. You know, me and him will work out together. He does facials and
he needs to grow up. Steaming his faces.
I said it was Thirsty Thursday. He does facial steaming. He does that on his Instagram so we could take care of our skin together. I think that he cooks. You know, so we'll be eating well. He takes good pictures. He likes to do photo shoots. We could do shoots together because that's, you know, my jam too. We just have creative fun together. He's fine. And, you know, so I got to have someone for all the things. We got to eat. We got to do self-care together. And I got to be able to jump your bones. Like, I need all of that in one.
Yeah.
If you're going to be handcuffed to me.
We need that. She gonna be handcuffed to a makeup artist. Like,
a makeup artist.
Well, okay, listen, here's the thing. Because it's like, if I'm only gonna be like a week.
I'm gonna be showering with you.
Okay, not necessarily.
You gonna make her stand outside the shower and then just do your makeup when you get out?
Yeah, the point of it is for me to learn how to do the makeup, not just to do mine.
I understand, sis.
Right, but you're gonna be with her for a week.
So I would I would also make her do it sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course. Yeah. Like, do my makeup. Take my photos.
Take my pics. Get the light. Put the hook the shit up.
Yep.
Bing. Come on.
Bless. Okay. Woo. Well.
Oh, man.
We love when y'all interact with us. So
yes.
Let us know who you'll be handcuffed to for a week. It can be a celebrity. I got a lot of other people I will be handcuffed to.
And it's okay if it's not. I know. If you want to be hooked or connected to a makeup artist, a hairstylist, that's okay too.
Oh, buddy.
You know, we want to hear your thoughts.
You know, when they.
We support you.
We
there
definitely
are people,
do.
There are people like you out here. That's
they
what
definitely
Jimmy
are.
To say.
I am one.
I am one.
You know those, like would you rather questions, or people who are like, would you rather have an 850 credit score or have dinner with Jay-Z? And people pick Jay-Z because they think they're gonna learn a whole bunch of shit. Jenny would pick Jay-Z.
First of all, I didn't pick Jay-Z because
I'm gonna learn so many things. I'm gonna have my notebook.
I would pick Jay-Z.
I wouldn't pick Jay-Z.
For what? I missed the part though.
Or 850 credit score? People gonna pick Jay. You gonna pick Jay-Z?
To have
dinner with? Because you think, oh, I'm just gonna learn. He gonna make me a millionaire. I'm gonna just learn so many things.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Do your thing.
Who else would I pick?
No, I'm saying either or. Either you get a 850 credit score.
Oh,
or you
it's
get,
either or. Yeah. I thought you
or
were
you
saying.
Or you get dinner with Jay-Z.
You got this credit score.
No.
You can't have
no, you got to pick one.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. Go ahead.
But you know I love Jay-Z, so that's also
too, but
that's
I,
also a horrible
I
thing
do
to
too,
ask me.
But you know, people have you been seeing them like, oh, do you want $1 million or do you want to have dinner with Jay-Z?
Never mind. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. People need to stop
would
with some
rather?
Of these challenges on Instagram.
What was the
with
challenge?
The what you, I'm not going to say it. Cause
okay. Some are ridiculous. I don't think
they're
many.
Really ridiculous.
Like, this would never happen in real life. And this is why would you even put these scenarios together is what I think.
Why don't you want to, well, what is, now I want to know what it is. You can tell
no,
me.
No, it was bad. It was bad.
Okay.
It was like abusive. It was like an
oh,
abusive
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Ew.
But they use like a fake person in mm-hmm. it to show like, oh yeah, I would do that just to get the, and I was just like, why would you post that?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
ew.
It just was, I was just like, and it was a woman and I was just like, ugh. Just saying,
yeah, it didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this week, you know, it's Valentine's Day coming up. Y'all got a Valentine? Crickets?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
I have not been asked to be nobody's Valentine, I guess not.
You got a Valentine? You asking somebody to be your Valentine?
I ain't asked nobody shit.
Okay.
I am getting someone a Valentine's Day present.
Oh. Uh-huh. Are they your? Mm. Is that your Valentine? Or is it like a... a friendly, this is my, I'm expressing my friendship love to you.
I'm expressing my friendship to you.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. I love friendship love gifts.
I keep saying friendship, but you keep saying friendship love.
Because you don't love your friends? Was it last episode? No, it was a couple episodes ago when you...
When I said what?
I wasn't your friend, soulmate now.
That's not what I said.
Now she don't love her friends.
Oh, here we go.
I'm offended.
Oh, stop it.
Is it like a romantic type of gift to a friend that you like? I'm getting very specific.
Oh, my God. First of all, I just, you know, just in case anyone is considering shooting their shot to me,
please
who listens
do.
To the show, please do.
Please
I'm very single
do.
before we jump down this rabbit hole. But it is a friend that I spend time with. We spend time with each other.
I like that.
We get each other presents.
Oh, that's nice.
And so I'm getting him a present and he better bring something for me or he can stand outside. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're so annoying. Okay. But it's funny because I was like, I have my son that weekend, next weekend. Mm. And I was like, you know, hey, baby daddy, can you keep Tristan, you know, Saturday? And he's like, oh, yeah, I can do that or whatever. And I was like, but just Saturday, like I'll have him Friday and Sunday. He's like, oh, okay, cool.
Wait, and next Saturday? Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, never mind.
Are we doing something?
I feel like, or is it
yeah.
it the 13th?
Yeah.
What we doing? I ain't got it on
well,
my thing.
It's on mine.
Wait, because you remember like
meet at 10 o'clock
to a party or something like that?
No,
or was it the
no,
head
that
already
was last
happened?
Month.
I feel like there was something.
I feel like there's something on the 13th.
We're meeting.
We are meeting.
We're meeting. That's what it
at
is.
At 10 o'clock.
We're meeting.
Oh, and I said it didn't matter because I had Tristan because it was a meeting.
I don't remember probably. That part.
But yeah, we're meeting because that was, yeah, we are at 10, I think.
I mean, that's fine. I don't think they'll be there. He won't be there that early.
You have Valentine's Day plans is what you're trying to say.
Is what I'm saying. Yeah. And so my ex-husband asked, he was like, oh, because y'all charter date.
Yeah, that's it.
Is Valentine's Day. And I was like, yeah, the 14th. And I was like so confused. And we were on FaceTime and he's like, oh, that's not what you need. And he's like, never mind. And I was like, what? And he's like, boundaries. I'm not going to ask any more questions. And I was like, oh boy. I'm like, yeah, don't ask me nothing else.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I digress. So I say all that to say I got plans.
But you can still shoot your shot.
But you can still shoot your shot because my plans ain't exclusive.
Oh, oh, oh.
They're fully aware. So,
All right.
Well, then. How about you?
Huh?
You got plans? You got a date? You got me airing all mine. You got a date?
You getting presents?
Huh? You getting presents?
Somebody giving you a present?
You giving a present?
Huh?
To all the questions. Somebody lying.
Why do you think I'm lying? I don't have a Valentine. I don't.
You ain't got no plans.
I don't have any plans.
You ain't getting nobody nothing. You ain't getting nobody nothing.
Not a thing. Why do you think that?
I was just asking. Because you was just talking about, I got friends.
I mean,
so you don't have any friends that you're getting gifts for? Because this is my friend. You don't have any friends you're getting gifts for?
Are these friends getting gifts for me? Probably not.
They might.
We'll see. Things change but between this recording and when it airs. So my life moves fast, okay?
Yeah. I just keep waiting on somebody to text me and be like, you got plans on Valentine's Day? So I could be like, mm-mm.
Are you waiting for that from a specific person or just anybody?
Anybody.
I don't have plans and I don't have a Valentine and nobody has asked me. And it's okay. What's new? Another Valentine, another year. But I love the day.
I was married, not barely.
That's unfortunate.
I was trying to think back. What was I doing? What did we do last year?
It was Centennial.
Sure. I'm like, I know we had plans. I felt like something was happening last year.
Yeah, we had Centennial. So I didn't have to think about it. I did get a gift, though. That's and a nice. Card. Yeah. We'll see. What? Why are you looking? I do have friends. Ain't none of these friends asked me to be their Valentine, so I don't have one.
Right.
I mean, do people really gotta ask?
Yes.
Like, you have to, even if you don't ask, like, you have to at least say something.
Acknowledge. Really? Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Like how else am I supposed to know? Like, if you want to make plans with me, let me know that.
Like, hey, I'm trying to take you out.
Yeah, like, or, you know, are you doing anything for Valentine's Day? No. Oh, okay. Like, we should
go get dinner or whatever.
Yeah. Do something. Give me some candy. A cord. Something. You want me You want me to be your Valentine? Like, I gotta know. If you don't tell me, I don't know.
I'm not a mind reader.
Yeah.
Now, do I want somebody to be my Valentine?
Who you want to be your Valentine, Tyra?
You. I want y'all to be my Valentine. I do. I ain't disclosing that information. They don't even know. That's my problem.
What they name start with?
Ooh, not that.
Woo. She's like, you ain't about to get me off.
Okay.
You don't know.
Entangled.
Who?
Who is it? Who is it?
It's y'all. All right.
Fine.
Have y'all...
Don't tell us anything.
I'm saying, I'm like open. I'm open.
Okay.
You can shoot your shot at me.
Look, I need all the shots this year. I shot hella shoot shots shot last with year. Me. And it was real dry.
I'm over shooting my shot.
They was dry. I got my practice in. And I feel like they were just... It was me manifesting into the atmosphere that I want men to approach me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm gonna keep manifesting that shit because I got some specific means I want in my inbox.
Like, you know them?
Yes. And so we'll keep, I'm just gonna keep reacting to their stories and liking their posts.
Hey, y'all wanna laugh though? No, that shit's real. Because certain ones are on certain social medias more than the others. Mm-hmm. So I place specific things on certain social medias because I know they're going to be checking for me in these certain places. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. They do. Uh-huh. Wait.
You're so funny.
So, yeah, I just, you know, because I know that they're going to watch. I know you see me. I see you seeing me.
Right.
What's up?
Hello.
I don't want to shoot my shot, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to initiate anything.
That part. Just tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah, that's what it is. Just tired.
Not
just,
even I a fling. Fling at me, boo. Multiple ways.
You say what?
You don't want a fling? Or
no.
You do?
I don't want to initiate a fling.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because I can be very forward with that, mm-hmm. too. But
extremely. That's. I am extremely.
I don't mind. I'll kick that off in a hot. Like.
Yeah.
It's me hopping in your inbox.
Oh, yeah. I had to be extremely forward recently.
Hey, boo. How are you? What are you doing? Do you have plans tonight? Because I was thinking.
Wait, is this somebody you shot your shot with before? Is that like, is this an... Like, did you do that with a very new person?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay, so like you felt, because you and this person have been in this space
before. Yes.
Okay. I just didn't know.
No. New people. I can't think of how I've hopped in there.
Yeah, I'm finna say, like, oh, you asking somebody you ain't kicked it before what you doing tonight? Like, that is very forward. Get down. That's who I was like, oh, yes, ma'am.
Although, I'm pretty sure I've done that, but that's not who I had in my head.
Oh, okay, okay.
I have done that.
Yeah.
Well, I've reacted to certain pictures of them riding with the top down. Or mm-hmm.
That's so specific. Who's riding with the top down?
I remember that because he really pissed me off because he left me on red.
He was riding around with the top down as he left Aisha on red. Very specific. We live in Indiana. Who is riding around with the top down in Indiana? She had a specific.
Yo, because we always had a little small talk in the DMs. And then he posted something. He was looking real good. I was like, you know, you just really got to stop posting pictures like this. And he was like, whatever. Da, da, da. And I was like, yeah, because in a second, like, I'm going to be flued out. Right.
You told him he was going to fly you out?
No.
Oh. For myself.
To be in that car with his ass.
With a top down. I just want to call this episode with the top down. Nobody's going to know.
No. Oh, wait. He smooth left me on red. He was like, oh.
Wait, he said, oh, when you said
like,
you
that's deserve it. Thinking about. I was like, well, did
he,
fine.
He never responded. You then.
No, he never responded, but we still have small talk, so we just act like it never happened.
That is weird. That's weird.
Oh, man. But that one really got me. Because I was like, man.
You really want it?
Yeah. He's a cute.
Oh, okay.
He's from the Shy.
Love me a man in Chicago.
He lives in Cali now.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I know
about.
You don't.
It's fine. I don't need to know.
He lives here. That's how I know him.
He had lived here or he lives here now?
He had lived here. I'm not going to say any more information.
Because you're saying a lot of... The top down was enough. Like,
I'm not going to say anything else because someone is for sure going to know what I'm talking about. So I'm done talking.
Okay.
I don't even know how we got here. Like, I don't even know what we're talking about. I don't know.
Valentine's Day. Gosh.
People, who do we got a date?
Oh.
And shooting shots.
That wasn't our hot topic. I am not well today. I am not well. It's very so related, bad. Though. Please don't laugh so hard that you pass out because that really has happened.
Let's break.
Please get your inhaler. But I did want to talk to y'all about dating during the pandemic. And I feel like we all have expressed probably our frustrations with dating during this pandemic. All of us are single-ish.
What are you pointing at me for? I was single-ishing at you.
You're single-ish too.
Nah, hell nah.
So
I'm
what are
single.
You single?
Period. Mm. With a period at the end. Mm. Single with a period at the end.
I am single. Okay, they're single too. They're single-ish. Yeah. Single-ish is like.
I mean, I'm basic. I
Why
am
you
single.
Saying they? It's Jenny.
No, it's not just Jenny. It's both of us.
The both being Aisha and Jenny. Now I just want to differentiate. Please don't pass out. They are single. Single-ish just means like I'm single. I could be connected to somebody. I may not be connected.
Right.
Whatever. Like it don't mean that I hate the term talking. I'm 30. I really hate that term. Like I'm not dating.
Right.
Anybody. Mm-hmm. Or you could be dating some. Whatever. You classify yourself. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So single. I mean dating. You can be single while you're dating. You can be very single.
Yeah.
And dating. But anyways.
I was dating all last year and I was single as a pickle.
Why is a pick? Why a pickle?
Most people say single
as a dollar bill.
Because pickles you usually have by them, like
by themselves.
One pickle.
Like
yeah.
You buy a pickle, like a hot pickle, and it's one by pickle, itself. And it rhymes with single. Single pickle.
That don't rhyme. What's happening today? This episode is falling apart. How difficult has it been for y'all to date during the pandemic?
I mean, I've been dating through the pandemic, but like when I think about meeting new people, that's kind of where I'm just like when we talk about just not having the energy and not feeling like putting in the effort, like that's kind of where I'm at. I'm just like, yeah, I mean, I might want a day or, you know, meet new people. But then you got to think about COVID and then just think about, okay, well, what are we going to do? And I just don't want to just come sit in my house. And plus, it's wintertime. So it's like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know. It's just been real meh for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So with you dating, is it people you dated before the pandemic started?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, I guess
so. You've met people.
I guess I have, yes, but it hasn't been that many people.
Oh, okay,
so yeah.
How has dating been for you, Aisha?
You know, you mean like during 2020?
I'm just saying the pandemic.
2020.
Basically, it's still going on now.
I understand. I've made no new progress in the month of 2021. So, you know, it was kind of non-existent.
Yeah.
It was whoever I carried over from 2019.
Ain't that it?
And anyone I chose to revisit.
Mm.
It was a lot of revisitation.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's like the easiest option. How am I going to meet people?
And people, I just, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to keep you here because
I know you. Entertainment purposes.
I'm not going to go find anyone else. Where am I finding them? Because
how? Things are closed.
They're closed. They close at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can't go to places. I can only see you from the eye up.
Yeah,
you might be missing teeth.
There are definitely people that tried to talk to me and gave me their number with their mask on.
Same.
And I was like, well, I can't call you. You might not have any teeth. And this is no offense to people who don't have teeth. I just don't, you know, choose to date.
One thing that I will say, which is...
Or too many teeth. Like, there's like a lot of things that could be happening with your mouth, your nose area that I can't see.
That is true.
I'm being for real.
No, like, seriously. Like,
I understand. Mm-hmm.
These are the things I think about.
You know literally. How people say, like, you get catfish or you get hatfish?
Yeah. Masked fish.
Masked fish. Oh, my.
No, now I want to call it masked fish.
Masked fish. They need to do a spinoff for that because it's for real.
Well, what I was going to say is, it's so weird because I feel like during the pandemic is when I've had people approach me before, but I feel like it's been more... Like when I'm out during a pandemic, but it's like you can't even see my whole face. So, and maybe they're not meeting, seeing people or meeting people. So maybe that's what it is. But I'm just like, okay.
I'm like, you can't even see me.
Exactly.
You don't even know what I look like.
Exactly.
I'm like, no. And they, never mind.
I'd ask, like, they're can you pull African. Your mask down? Like, I don't even
oh
know.
Oh, my God. They are.
They're always African.
They are. No, this like, African.
I've had three or four African men get me there. And I'm just like, you don't even know what I look like.
I literally asked. One day I had on a mask and sunglasses.
Oh, my God.
And he
gosh.
Said, you are so beautiful. And I said, how do you know? How do you know?
Right.
I could be cockeyed behind these sunglasses.
He said he didn't care.
He said he could tell. Okay. I mean, he never got my number, but.
He said, put my number in your phone.
You sound like T'Challa.
Well, that's what he said at my car door. Put my number in your phone. Call me. Call me. We go to dinner.
Was you're that Walmart?
Sick.
No. Oh, okay.
I was getting breakfast. At Yolk. Call me. We go to dinner. That's what he said. See, I was wondering what voice I was going to use today. There go one. What? There's another one.
Okay. Do y'all think it's a good time to like try dating websites or dating apps?
You know.
Or do you think they jump in? You think they not jump in? What you think going on over there?
I tried it.
Mm-hmm. Which one did you try?
I deactivated all that shit. I've tried all of it. I tried Facebook dating. I tried the Black app. Mm-hmm. I tried.
Ain't nobody from there on here.
The Black app?
Is people on there?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. There was plenty of guys on there. I was like, I know you. No.
I know you.
Guys on there that I deal with or have dealt with are on there and was liking me. And I'm like, okay, now you're just being funny. What's the other app?
There's Hinge.
Tried Hinge. Ain't nothing but white man on there.
So here's the thing. So I mean, I've tried different apps, and like the last app that I've tried was Hinge. Mm-hmm. And one thing I realized, like even like what you have to do is you have to like if you want to date white people or black people, but you have to like it has to be a trend before they start generating more black people. So they have to see you liking more black people. Because I was like, yeah, I mean, there's really not any, you know, black people on here. And then I started doing that. And I was like, oh, okay.
So but there weren't any on there that I liked for them to know that I liked them.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's a different dilemma.
I just learned that I'm very particular.
Mm-hmm.
But then
you just learned that? Why are you making that face? She always ends up being shady, and I'm being sincere.
You've been shading me this whole episode.
No, I have not.
I'm going to listen back to this shit and figure. I'm going to write down all the time points, and I'm going to text them to you, and I'm going to say, shade. No.
I apologize because I'm not trying to be shady. I'm being for real. I know that you're picky. Why you don't know that you're picky?
What do you mean?
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I just have a type.
It's a very specific type. Okay. Did I say anything was wrong with that, Jenny? Mm-mm. I didn't. I knew that you have a type. A very specific type.
We all do. I think over the years, I think I've always had a type, but I think now, like, you know, with my experience with being on these apps, it's just like, like, it's like
Oh my gosh, the black app though. I got so many screenshots because this was comedy. I got screenshots of the Facebook dating app and the black app. You know, help me understand, listeners. I just truly would love to hear from y'all. I might post some of these, but I might have to put a little thing on their face to not get sued or something. But why post on a dating app? Have your profile picture, you with guns, you throwing up gang signs, you smoking weed, you ain't got no shirt on, and I mean,
some people just don't know.
It's holding, like, up money, pouring bottles with their homeboy like this. I mean, like, I was just like, which app am I on? What is this? And then some of the men who was liking me, I'm like, oh my God. And then they said that they, because that app operates by your location.
Mm-hmm, like Tinder.
Mm-hmm. And so it would be like, they're 1 mile away from you.
That's creepy.
Creepy. And I'm like, the people that were 1 mile away from me, I'm like, God, please don't ever let them see me on the street because I might be kidnapped.
Because they know what you look like.
Yes. I might be kidnapped.
That's weird. That's so weird. Were they cute?
No. No. They look like serial killers. I was like, I need to get off here because I'm going to end up kidnapped.
Oh, boy. I am just anti-dating apps for myself. I just don't want to. I don't know. I'm really weird about it.
Why?
I don't know. I don't want to intentionally try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To find somebody or for somebody to find me.
Mm.
I don't want to put in the effort.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that. Like, if it happens, great. If it doesn't happen, I'm still fine.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to. Yeah, no. For me. I love them for everybody else.
Everybody else.
Yes. But for me, I've done Tinder couple of times.
Well, yeah.
And it was fun. Mm-hmm. Like, there was times I went out on lots of dates with people. Mm-hmm. I let one of our sorority sisters make me a Tinder, and she matched with somebody that I used to date with. And I'm like, why would you do that? Oh, she didn't know. She didn't know that she was liking people for me, and she didn't know that this person and I, like, have already been involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he used a different name on his Tinder that is not his.
Oh, I saw some of those, and I was like, that's not. And I mean, I put Rose on mine. That's not a complete lie. But, like, some guys, I was like, that's for real not your name. Like, I for real know you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. I'm just not doing it. So I just have not been dating. Like, y'all, I have either reconnected with people that I already knew, because I knew you would answer if I called. Ain't that sad? For who? For them, right? Okay. I have. But and that was, like, very rarely. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like my dating life non-existent, you know? Just ain't nothing.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, talking to other people, I feel like that's how it's been for a lot of other people, which I feel like it's on, like, both scales of the spectrum. Like, some people have dated, they've met new people, and, you know, they're doing things and whatnot, and then some people have just haven't dated.
Yeah.
But you know what my new experience is now? My new experience is talking to people on social media that I normally always talk to people that I know, but people that I've never looked at in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, either is the COVID getting to both of our heads, or, like, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. Like, do I see you in a new light? I mean, people can change over time, you know? I mean, how you feel about them can change. Right. It's like, oh, I didn't look at you like this before, but now, like, you know, I'm kind of attracted to you, whatever.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. It's just weird.
I've had a few of
those. I've had some of those happen.
I had one, he kind of slid in my DMs because he was responding to all of this food I was cooking one day. Me and him had talked a long, long time ago. But I'm like, you know, you're kind of cute, but then you're kind of not. Like, he's like, cute but not cute. And so I and he's been popping up, and I'm just like, please don't try me right now, because I don't know what my answer's gonna be, because just because I'm just looking for something to do. And so I don't need to do that. I was trying to find, I deleted most of them, but like, why?
He want people to know that he stay ready.
He about his business. He got not, the blicky by.
He's not playing.
Said, I got you.
He's showing you.
I can't. I delete him.
Him he's and not his playing. Blicky. He ain't playing. Ricky with the blicky.
I can't.
Y'all know that meme with man. Shoot, I can't even. I forgot the man's name, but he plays in Paid in Full. Mm-hmm. And he's on a basketball court, mm-hmm. and like he got like either a gun right here, yeah. or right there. That's what that picture reminds me of.
It's probably a lot of people online with like that on certain apps, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the ones I've been on.
I don't need to get on those. I just don't.
But the thing, I feel like on a lot of the apps, or some of the apps I've been on, like, yeah, you see a lot of that. But then I think it's just really about like weeding out certain people, mm-hmm. or at least from my experience, I feel like there's been people that at least present themselves yeah. in a certain way that don't look like, okay, well, you about to go shoot up the club.
In more ways than one. Because, like, you know.
Depending. Depending.
They shooting up all the clubs?
No, just like the actual club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say, you got to be specific, okay?
Yeah.
Because some people like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't think that I'm going to get on them ever again. I just, in life, like never. Just never. I'm just not interested. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Be careful. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well.
And it's fine.
I guess we'll figure it out as we continue in this thing.
Right. What do y'all think the dating market is going to look like once we can wrap this shit up? Like, I'm over it. Do you think it's gonna look like people gonna be popping out? People definitely will be popping out, but like, am I just gonna have a whole bunch of hoes as soon as I can go, you know, I can raw dog the air, I'm just ready to take my mask off.
Oh my god.
I've been making Aisha holler all day.
I'm dying.
Why are you done with me?
Dying.
I think about this a lot.
Raw dog the air.
I want to so badly and I can't.
She want to put her face to song
all in the air. I just want to put my face in the air.
Gosh. I've heard it all. Yeah, I think everything's gonna be popping.
I'm just ready for the next.
It's gonna be like the summer. It's gonna be like summer year round,
mm-hmm. and I can't wait. Yeah. I just can't wait for the next Laurie. I can't wait to just be out. Whoo, the people.
Jenny.
Things
are gonna be. Wait. Before y'all speak, remember what you say sometimes comes to existence. So don't speak, you know, something. Cause y'all know how y'all be, Jenny. Y'all don't go nowhere. You ain't in the air.
What was
you gonna say?
When the world opened back up, Jenny, you better have your ass outside.
I am
experiencing places and things and people.
I am.
That's all I was gonna say.
I know. I knew you was gonna say something like that. Mm. I am.
Yeah, experience the things, Jenny.
Y'all act like I be in a basement in the dark. Doing nothing.
You act like
Jenny,
that.
I don't.
It's damn near equivalent.
No, it's not. Don't say that.
You'd be fucking locked away. And I'd be like, where does Jenny live? Where is Jenny?
Are you talking about like before COVID, right? I mean, I'm not saying like, oh, well, I've been out and about because of COVID. But I'm saying like, okay, obviously we can't do anything. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not going to say it's the equivalent, but I will say, yeah, I mean, I didn't do much. I didn't do a lot, but I did do things, just not a lot of things. I admit to that.
Jenny went out once a quarter.
It's a new year.
Once a quarter.
You said that before.
Can we just
gonna
leave
hold you accountable.
Yeah, just leave that in the past, okay?
Oh, so we're doing a fresh start.
Woo, y'all are on fire tonight.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, I couldn't resist.
You gonna have a fresh start, Jenny? You should. Yeah. Pop out. Yeah, be at the places. Do the things. Y'all are clowning. Y'all are clowning. I just asked, did y'all have a Valentine, and then how dating going during the pandemic? Nobody has a Valentine, and dating ain't going well. It's the assumption.
That's the summary.
Those are the notes. If you want to shoot your shot at me, just do it. I don't know. I look approachable. Do I seem approachable? What do I look like on social media?
You look approachable.
Aisha, what you want to say?
Not shit. I don't want to say anything.
I don't look like shit.
No. I don't want to say anything.
I want you to say something.
No, what do you want me to say?
What do I look like on social media?
She looks approachable.
Oh, yeah.
Aisha, why are you acting like that? Why are you acting like that? What is wrong with you?
I'm about to need my healer. You go ahead.
I can't because I just asked you a question.
What did you ask me?
Do I look approachable?
I said, yeah.
But you want to say something else?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Does Jenny look approachable?
That's what you want to say?
Listen, I swear, if y'all take it there, I'm getting up and I'm walking out. I'm getting up and I'm walking out. Y'all
Jenny,
finish this episode
wasn't
without
even
me.
Asking about you. I
was going to ask about all of us.
No, you weren't.
Yes,
you
said Jenny. I look approachable.
No.
I swear.
And that's probably why you laughed and held back, because you was going to take it there.
I swear.
What was it? Okay. So, whatever her response would be, what was your response going to be?
To what?
Does Jenny look approachable?
When she posts, yeah.
Yeah. When you ain't posted flyers.
I wasn't even going to say that. I was going to say you do.
I'm just fucking with you. You've been doing good. You've been doing good, Jimmy.
Yeah, okay.
Do I look approachable?
Yeah.
You do.
Because I get no. I was really
You get no that you don't look approachable?
Yeah.
Like, people shouldn't slide in your DMs.
I get that, people usually think I have a boyfriend.
Well, that's not your fault that they assume.
I know, but I get that.
Do they say why they think that?
No.
I get that I look like I have a lot of hoes. And I really want to be like, well, what's one more? I don't.
Like,
what's the problem here? But I don't have hoes. I don't know why. I really don't. Like,
I don't this year.
I didn't last year either. It's been a little while since I've had a multitude of men. Because the pandemic. Holding me back. Penny holding me back.
I was holding mine closed, so.
Well, you were holding what?
Never mind. Come on.
What were you holding closed?
Nothing at all. Let's proceed.
As you can see, we're in shambles, just like our dating lives, Valentine's Day. We're just not well. And if we feel like this, there must be other people who are listening to this who feel like this, you know? Let us know how dating has been going for you during the pandemic, because it has not been going for us, okay? However, if you want to shoot your shot with these lovely ladies that I podcast with, please do.
Please do.
Shoot your shot. What's the worst that can happen? They say no.
Yep, that's the worst.
That's the worst. That's it. You can just go on about
your
day.
I'd be like, you can take me to dinner.
Are you doing that with, like, anybody or people you... Hmm? Are you doing that only with people you're interested in? Hmm. It's either a yes or a no for me, like...
Of going out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's only a yes or a no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, let us know. @shenanigans_pod. We got Twitter. We got Instagram. If you got tips on how we should go about dating, he's not going to find me on my couch, but I don't know what to do.
We're just going to keep posting pretty pictures.
We're just going to keep. Oh, and we got some coming, ooh, baby.
When I tell you, the DM's going to be popping in.
Woo.
They gonna be popping. We about to pop into fire. Our segment.
Yes.
We're gonna be well.
Yeah.
We're gonna be loved.
Oh.
We're gonna teach you how to be the best you that you can be.
Yes.
We're gonna kick it off by inhaling the good shit,
mm-hmm.
exhaling the bullshit.
Okay, now.
We're gonna talk about heart chakra healing.
Because
mm-hmm. Valentine's Ooh. Day is like it's Damn. There. It's in mm-hmm. arm's reach.
I feel it. I cannot talk about that today.
No, I'm keeping it light. I'm not getting heavy.
Well, that's good. Please don't.
Yeah. I'm not. Aisha's eyes are buck right now. But I just think it's a good time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What chakra is most connected to Valentine's Day? Of course, it's the heart.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know what chakras are, they're like energy.
Yes.
It's like focal points on your body
mm-hmm.
that you can use, especially for meditation. So when you meditate
mm-hmm.
and you want to focus on a certain area of your body, you'll focus on like this chakra.
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about the heart. It's located directly above your heart, obviously. It's the fourth chakra from the bottom of the spine up. And the color is green. So just keep that in mind. Green is the heart chakra. You would think it would be like pink or red. I don't know. It's green. But the heart chakra responsibilities are helping you with like capacity or empathy,
mm-hmm.
intensifying the ways that you can care for other people,
mm-hmm.
Your emotional openness, how peaceful do you feel, and your self-reflective capacities. So, do y'all feel like y'all heart chakra is open? Y'all feel like it's closed currently? What you feeling? Kind of open, kind of closed?
What heart? No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding, people!
No, I feel like mine is closed.
Why do you feel that way?
Because I feel like when it comes to love, I just kind of have a guard up. Not in a sense of like, oh, well, you know, I'm so guarded. I don't want to deal with anybody or anything like that. I just feel like I'm a very emotional person, like when it comes to like love, or I don't want to say, I'm going to say sensitive.
Okay.
I'm a sensitive person, like when it comes to love, and I'm that type of person that was like, oh, I believe in true love. You know, everything needs to be lovey dovey and all that. And I just feel like, you know, being in different situations, like I want that like all the time, and if it's not that then it's like I don't want it. And so I feel like right now that's just kind of where I'm at, you know. It's just kind of closed off to anything that's not that.
Okay. Aisha, is your heart chakra open or closed?
You know, I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Why? Why do you feel like...
You feel like sometimes it's open, sometimes it's closed?
Yeah, it probably goes back and forth. I mean, it's probably kind of closed right now, I think, just because... I don't have time.
Mm-hmm. You've been saying that for a long time, though. But you don't have time for what, though? Why are you blinking at me like that?
Like anything that requires like a lot of energy from me, or
when it comes to like being connected to somebody else,
yeah.
If it requires a lot of energy, you don't got time for it.
Mm-mm.
I get what you're saying.
Or commitment or presence. Like I can be there, just not consistently.
Okay. What do you think? What do you deem as consistency, though?
I'm saying for someone who may be ready for more
than what you can give them, flat out. That's just this is my limit. This is what I have to offer. Can
you're gonna
you get
have
with
to
that?
Fit in my pockets.
Yes, I cannot expand myself more than what you need me to. Okay,
yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I
so
like
I'm
it.
Not completely closed off.
Yeah,
but I can't really. I don't have this. I'm not allowing myself to open up more than that because I don't have the capacity for a stronger connection right now. So I don't want that type of responsibility
no, that's good.
In my life right now.
That's really good. I feel like mine is bruised. It's under construction. Yeah. I don't really like, I just, yeah, I don't feel like bitter or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Just uninterested. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, if the right person was to come along and approach me with something, I think I'm in a space in my life to handle more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't happened and I haven't made any efforts for it to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's like at this point right now, the other person is going to have to do a lot more work.
Right.
Then I am going to have to do.
I think that's kind of how I feel. Like, I just don't feel like I'm just tired of always doing the work. Like, I know I'm capable of doing it. I know what I'm capable of. And I'm just tired of like having to meet somebody all the way.
Yeah.
It's just draining. It's tiring. Like, why does it have to be that way? And that's kind of why I feel like I'm closed off, because like, I'm just tired. You know, I'm just tired of putting myself out there and it just not necessarily being reciprocal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like being in isolation helped and hurt it, because one, it was like, oh, I enjoy my company so much. And mm-hmm. this really solidifies that mm-hmm. I enjoy my company. And, you know, being right now doesn't even require a lot of energy, because I could just not leave my house mm-hmm. and it's fine. And I enjoy that. But then also, it's like, oh, but I kind of want to be around people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so it's kind of hard mm-hmm. when you feel both those things sometimes. But I'm going to tell y'all like what types of signs and symptoms. Well, I'll tell you what it looks like when you're fully open and then when you're fully closed, basically. So when you're fully open, you feel like compassionate, you feel loving, you feel calm. You know when to draw boundaries with people, especially in your emotional life. And you've developed your own emotional intelligence. So it's like, I can recognize mm-hmm. how I feel and acknowledge it and mm-hmm. know why I feel this way and do something about it or move on or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when it is blocked, you feel restless. You have difficulty staying connected to others. Mm-hmm. And you either are overly defensive, you fear intimacy, excessive isolation, holding grudges, lack of empathy, or struggling to accept the truth about yourself. Mm. Do y'all feel like y'all identify with any of those?
I would say that I know somebody else who identifies with that more than I do.
Somebody that's connected to you? Mm. Huh. You identify with any of those, Aisha?
I would say I more so identify on the open side. Mm-hmm. But a few things from the
closed
but I think it's more out of my own protection, not even just my own protection, just my readiness, not necessarily because there's something else I still need to do to open myself up. I know I don't want to go into your segment yet, but a lot of my readings that I had gotten over the last 2 years, the focus, one of the main focuses, was the healing of my heart chakra.
Oh.
And so I dedicated a lot of energy to mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
And so I'm very protective.
Yeah, it's
of
like
that.
It's self-preservation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Yes. And so that's why I'm like, I'm open hearing that, but I am closed.
Yes.
I have closed
boundary.
Myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as a mm-hmm. boundary.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel both. I have difficulty connecting with people because I just don't want to. And maybe I'll get better, but right now I just, and it's not even that I don't want to, I don't know, like I said, somebody just right now needs to express their interest in me to get me motivated to express my interest.
Just not excited about,
I'm very underwhelmed.
Yeah,
not much impresses me, almost nothing.
It's like no, I feel that that's kind of where I'm at.
But I also manifested like new male energy. So I'm getting that. And it's been cool. You know, it's been light.
I also don't like nobody. It takes a lot to really capture my interest.
Yes, in that way.
In that way.
Yes.
Like, same. I can be attracted to you and I'm like, oh, like, we can do things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally as far as my mind goes. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not thinking about you.
Romantically, no, because that requires work.
Yeah,
and that makes me feel exhausted.
Yeah, for me, it ain't even, I just be like, I just don't like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've been feeling like that like all my life, and it comes and goes. But I mainly feel like that all my life. It just takes me a while to feel somebody out.
Yeah.
And then, or like the people that should be short term because they're here for a good time, not a long time, mm-hmm. be trying to stay for a long time. And that just doesn't work. You know?
Yeah.
Be trying to stick around, whatever. Anyways, I'm going to tell y'all how to open your heart chakra, okay? I'm gonna give you some 4 tips. It's not for other people, it's for yourself.
I understand.
They're light, it's not nothing deep.
No, I understand.
Okay, you were just looking at me like.
I know, I just like giving you all my facial expressions.
You do. 1, use chakra stones.
Yes.
2 that you can use are, of course, rose quartz. Because it's like, you know, the love.
It's the one.
The love crystal. And then jade, because it's green. Mm-hmm. It helps with, like, emotional balance. Plus, you know, it's, like, connected to money. So why wouldn't you want to have it? But you can, like, you know, wear it. Some people wear it as jewelry. Some people wear it as earrings or necklace, a ring. You can actually just get the stone, keep it in your pocket, put it underneath your pillow. You can do those types of things. And then the second thing you can do is do a heart chakra meditation. So you can do daily mindfulness that, you know, and when you do it, just imagine like green things. Mm-hmm. You can have your hand over your heart. Imagine like green energy. Like when you close your eyes, see a big ball of just like green. Green. Imagine green.
Imagine green.
Yes. And then the next thing that you can do is eat chakra friendly foods.
That's a new one.
Yes, you can eat green things.
So my heart likes broccoli.
Your heart likes broccoli and asparagus and Brussels sprouts and kiwis and green grapes and all the green things. And warm soup, because, you know, soup for the soul, it just makes you feel whole inside. It's cold outside.
Jenny loves warm soups.
You like warm soups?
Yeah,
like you're a soup person? I like them sometimes. They're not like my go-to, but
I like them when I put cornbread in it.
Oh, that sounds blame.
Like all soups, I put cornbread.
No, that sounds lame, though. Yeah. So get your warm soup. It's going to make you feel whole inside. And then the last thing that you can do is heart chakra affirmations. I'm going to tell you some that I know. Just 3. 1 you can say is, I love freely, and leave it at that. Just leave it and let that be whatever it means. You can say, I am feeling my emotions, and then refocusing my thoughts, words, and actions on creating a peaceful and loving world. And you can also say, as I feel and allow my emotions, I open the door to healing and peace. I am emotionally aware. And that should help you. You should do it on V-Day. Give yourself some self-love on Valentine's Day.
I know. Maybe that's the thing. We should have did like a Galentine's. We should have. I'll do like a self-care with Tristan Day. Okay. Bake some cookies or some shit. Well, thanks, Syra.
You're welcome. Enjoy your Valentine's Day with yourself or your person.
Or your person.
Or your persons. Or your friends. It's a good day. And it's a great segue to being loved. Are you pointing to yourself or Jenny or like in the middle because you don't really know who goes next?
Because, you know, it's never me. I do this at work, too. Everyone now in all my meetings says, well, you know, Aisha wants to go last, so.
Why?
So they just let me go last. I don't know. I just be needing time to prepare my mind to speak.
Oh, okay.
But, no, that is a good segue because I want to talk about celebrating your singleness while manifesting love. So I think this goes like hand in hand with some of what you were talking about.
I'm about to take notes because the last time I was taking notes,
you know what?
When it was real good, I was asking myself, Tyra, what do you want? I literally asked myself. I had to go through this.
No, that that assessment was a good
that
one.
Was good. That no, was it's good in one. My notes, in my phone.
That's so funny.
For real.
I need to go back and revisit that one.
Yeah.
So we've all been single-ish for a little while. And that can come. Jenny, don't look at me like that.
What?
And that can come.
I was just looking.
that can come with a variety of emotions and moods. Like, yeah, one day we're living our best lives. Yep. Next day we're like, where's our bae? Mm-hmm. And so, which is totally normal, by the way. But however, you truly can celebrate your singleness. But how can you do that? So I celebrate my singleness by truly enjoying dating, but also keeping my expectations in check. Like, while actively dating myself also, which I'll talk about that on the next episode, I can also be very unapologetic about my needs and my wants when I'm dealing with somebody else. Like, if they have needs and wants of me, if they come before what I need, I'm very clear on those boundaries, mm-hmm. especially if I'm single. Like, making mm-hmm. that very clear, I think sometimes it can be blurry lines with that. But I digress. So, basically, if there's no other time that I or you can be selfish in the love department, like, it's now. Because we're single. So
Absolutely.
So while celebrating your singleness is important, it can also be like a super thin line between being closed off to love. And so Tyra just talked about having like your heart chakra closed. This is kind of related to that. But it's also a thin line and important to kind of be aware of it, especially if you want to deep down have a relationship or companionship in the near future. So how can you do this? First of all, you should be mindful of the company that you keep.
Ain't that the truth? Say it again.
That's not to say that you can't spend time with people who you, you know, that doesn't mean that you don't, that you just have to spend time with people that you have to, that you would exclusively be with, but ensure that they are worth your time. So that if it does evolve and turns into more, you're at least on the same page of who you would want.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't be a love basher.
Oh, I hate people like that.
Oh,
I'm not a fan.
It's like, okay, boo. But when you get somebody, you're not going to be saying this.
Right. Relax.
So just because it may not be in the cards for you right now, that doesn't mean speak ill of it. So it's just your time. It's just not your time. And that's okay. So be content with the time that you're having right now, giving love to yourself, and more will come for you later. And then still show love to others. That is probably the biggest thing I'll say, especially when it comes to manifesting. Because it's not just about people that you will want to be in a relationship with. This can be your friends.
Yeah.
So show the type of love that you would expect or you would hope for yourself. And this is without expecting things in return. So Valentine's Day is coming up or other holidays mm-hmm. are around the corner. Send your friends flowers. Take your friends mm-hmm. to dinner. Just put the general love language out in the atmosphere that you enjoy so that one day it'll naturally return to you. So those are all the tips I have for today. So just keep in mind, be mindful of the company you keep. Don't be a love basher. And still show love to others. That's how you can still celebrate your singleness, but manifest love for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. Short and sweet.
Those are good. Don't be a love basher. I really just don't.
Because
I don't like when people do that. Like, hilarious. Even if I am going through something and I either don't want to be involved, yeah. I like other people's love.
Yeah.
I like love in general.
Yeah.
It's nice.
That's like me saying, oh, I'm not pro marriage. Or some people are real weird about, oh, well, I'm sorry. Or like posts that they would send me and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to be insensitive. It was like wedding announcements or stuff like that. And I'm like, dude, like if I'm that butthurt, like I'm in trouble.
Yeah. No, like, you need to seek help.
Like I'm okay. Like I'm happy for them.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's totally, totally fine. Exactly. That has nothing to do with me.
Right.
But yeah. So still celebrate other people and where they're at.
All right. It's coming to you.
It's coming.
It's not coming to you when you're doing that, because you're not putting good love in the air.
No.
Not good energy, I mean, in the air.
Yeah.
So you can't.
And you're not being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's really at the root of it, is like, when you're really saying those things because
you're mad that you don't have it.
Yes.
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 And you're not going to get it by.
No. And so that's why sometimes when I have friends that can not speak like that necessarily, yeah, but just can be kind of negative. And I'm like, do you really mean that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, you can tell me, do you really mean that? Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
To not mean that, you know?
Yes.
You know, and it's okay to want something else, and it's okay that it's just hasn't happened for you. Like, I saw this girl, she had posted, it was like, it was a reel, and she had these cards, and it was written on there, and it said 32 and single, mm-hmm, and then the card failed, and it said 32 and divorce, and then the card failed, and 32 and no kids, and the card failed again, and she said 32 and still happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that we connect those things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, too.
To that. And so when we get wrapped up in our emotions and tying our happiness and our joy and our love for ourselves to things like that connected to relationships and mm-hmm kids and marriage and yes milestones, then I forgot what I was going to say. It's getting late. I lost my train. Lost my train back quick. Then we can get on. Darn it. Let me see if I can get it back. Then we can get on.
I lost it. It's okay. Maybe it'll come back to you.
It'll come back to you. I know where you were going, though. We know where you're going. You just can't tie happiness to those things.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's okay that I am really content whether I'm connected to somebody or not, even if I desire it. Because, again, multiple things can be right at the same time. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm you can be, you know, you can desire romantic love in your life or whatever and be sad that you haven't found it, but not be bitter because of things in your past. Like, you can feel many things mm-hmm at the same time, and they all could be right.
That's what I was going to say. It becomes, I just don't want it then. It hasn't happened, and I'm not happy now.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't happened, and so it's not going to happen for me, so I'm just going to speak it out. It's just so.
But why?
And so I'm like, do you really mean that? Like, you know, you for real just don't want to get married anymore? You for mm-hmm real don't want to have kids? Or are you saying that just because at this point in time, at this age, at this big age, mm-hmm, you thought things would look different for you and they don't? And so you're just writing it off.
Because you don't want something to feel like there's something wrong with you. The fact mm-hmm that it hasn't happened.
Yeah,
so it's kind of, not necessarily a way out, but it's kind of like, okay, well, it hasn't happened, so I don't want it to look like it's because of me, so I'm just not going to try.
But even putting that energy out,
mm-hmm,
it's like it's not going to.
Right.
Yeah. So just self, you know, self-awareness, self-honesty, if that's a thing, like, practice it heavily, mm-hmm, because you will end up manifesting the opposite of what you really want just because you're not being truthful in what you're speaking out loud. So,
yeah. Well, thank you for that. This is just, everything's just so timely with Valentine's Day and, you know, it being February.
You know what?
What? I'm being serious.
I know.
Okay.
Now look at you. And I'm just going to keep thinking about your throwback picture.
Oh, my God.
You have the same face. You was probably born with the same face.
I know. I look the exact same way. And I'm like, I don't.
You're like never going to age.
You look the same way too, Aisha. Your throwback.
So?
Yes.
That's funny.
You look the same way.
That's hilarious.
You don't think you look the same?
A little bit.
You look exactly.
But she like grew into her.
Into my face though.
I didn't.
Jenny has the same
I
actual
still look like
face.
Maybe.
But
wait,
just,
let me. Y'all know what I look like
tall.
As a baby.
Yeah,
I have the same face.
You have the same face too.
Yeah.
But you grew into yours more. But you have the same face too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look the same. Look at me in like the second grade. Oh, both of y'all are killing me.
Oh my God. I have a picture like that with a little banana curl.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Oh, this is the WAP hairstyle.
You know what?
It is, because I got pin curls. You see that bun? It's pin curls in that bun. Oh, and it's little pearls.
Look at your little smile. You look like you was just so excited.
I was. And I got these adult like size.
What was you talking about?
No. It's me. Like, of course I'm talking to the photographer. I have to post this.
That's funny.
That's cute. I had adult size ears. Like, nobody made fun of me for them. Nobody ever said a word, but they're big.
We're not going to talk about that. Like, my big hands.
Your hands are
well,
fine.
Well, since you mentioned hands.
Good segue.
That was amazing.
Good segue.
I am going to talk about palm reading.
Yes.
And what it's about. Things. And, you know, some of the benefits that you can get from doing it. However, I've never had a palm reading before. Mm. I've never really had any type of reading.
I was about to
However,
ask that,
it's something that, you know, I am interested in doing and would do. But I remember like being in, I don't know, like middle school, and like we used to look at each other's palms and used to talk about, well, what line, what we think what line means what, and how like this line looks like this and you'll live long or you'll die.
You don't have this many kids. Yep.
Right. So what do y'all know or heard about palm reading? So have you had a palm reading
a
before?
Few times.
Okay.
She read my whole life.
Oh my God. Okay.
My whole life.
Mm-hmm. What'd she say?
That I was getting divorced. And it was before I was married. The same lady read my palm twice, and I didn't realize it. And it was at Butler when we used to have like Mardi Gras days or whatever. And Jasmine was with me, and Jasmine reminded me. She was like, you don't remember. You were so upset because the palm reader.
That's crazy.
During one reading, she said, oh, you're going to get married, but you're going to get divorced. And it upset you. So you were like, I'm not getting divorced. Like, it made you upset. And I was like, Jazz, I remember that. And I remember putting it out my mind because I was upset.
Yeah.
That she had told me that. A different reader. Or was the same, I can't remember if it was the same, but a different time. Me and Nick were dating at this point.
And it was the same reader who told you about?
I think so.
Okay.
But at that time, that was before me and him were together. This time, we were together. She read my palm and did cards. And she said, oh, you're dating someone. Tell me more about him. What's his birthday? And then that's when I think she pulled cards and she said, okay, y'all are moving really fast. And I was like, And she's like, I see a ring on your hand this summer. And I was like, oh, really? And it was.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And by August, I was trying on rings in August. And so she's like, yeah, you're going to move very fast. Y'all are going to get married. This is the one for you. Da, 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 da. You're gonna have a kid, at least a kid with him. So she told me my whole life. Those are the points I remember.
Yikes.
So at that, I hadn't had any more after that. I used to go with Jasmine after that. But I became leery, not leery, protective of people reading my hand. But I will do cards.
Okay. And what I mean, was it because of that information that she gave you, or do you feel like if she did
information?
Okay.
I don't like too many specifics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, and I like, you know, general directional type of reading.
Yeah.
Like, you're on the right track. This is, you know, about what might happen type of thing.
Right.
Oh, who you're going to be with, this is what's going to happen, this is what's going to happen, this is what's going to happen with them. I don't want those kind of details.
Yeah.
You know, because then I don't want them to be ingrained in my mind.
Right. And then going into a situation.
How you live with them.
Yeah. So I'll do cards, but I haven't had any more palm readings.
I've never done a palm reading. Would you do it?
Yeah.
You'll do it. Okay.
Sure. Why not?
I mean, I would too. But then, like, just because I mean, I've never known anyone to do a palm reading. But so just hearing how it went for you, which, I mean, based on some of the things that I guess I've learned about it, it's kind of like, ooh, this is specific to you and, like, not necessarily general. That's a little chilling.
It is. And I also think there's different kind of people that do all of these readings too.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people can learn how to read and pull cards.
Yeah.
My experience with palm readers, most of them tend to be more psychic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to have more spiritual activity,
mm-hmm,
that I am aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I have connections with people who have abilities,
right,
mm-hmm,
those activities increase.
Yeah.
And so I try to be protective
of, yeah,
what protect energies what you I have. Invite. Yeah, exactly. So that's just something to think about. You know, if you do go to one, think right about who, what kind of reader it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. That's good to know, because I don't think I was going to bring that up or mention that, but that's good to know.
Because they may not just tell you about your life. They may say, someone wants to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be prepared for stuff like,
yeah,
for stuff like that. And yeah, just, you know.
But I think also to add to that, like, just being aware of that. But mm-hmm, then also, like, I don't know if you, well, I guess you've kind of explained it already, because I was going to ask, like, going into it, maybe the person can, like, say, I don't want specifics. Or, like, when you're doing a palm reading, like, the both times you've done it, was it only specifics that they
give
you?
That's what they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what they give you.
Because,
mm-hmm, I mean, they're reading you.
You, right.
They're not reading cards, which are more situational. Can be,
yeah,
which interpreted. Is I'm asking you a question,
mm-hmm,
and your cards are giving me the answers to that question.
Yeah,
readings are you.
So I personally don't feel this way about, like, receiving or getting different readings, but I feel like when it comes to, like, tarot cards or, mm-hmm, psychics or palm readings, like, there's this notion that it's like witchcraft or it's like related. Yeah. Like, why do y'all think people think that? Like, yeah,
probably because of what I just said partially, but
that nobody should have the ability
no
to
one
know.
Should be tapping into. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. and I think that's probably too why I'm just like, I don't want you to influence, or I don't, yeah, want you to tell me more than I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really do try to balance between my faith working, mm-hmm, my spirituality, yeah, yeah, working. You know, I like all those things to work go together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when I just know too much, it throws things out of balance.
I mean, it's been viewed like that since the beginning of time.
Right.
Yeah. It's not really different from, like, prophets.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, I mean, the way you may go about it may be different, but
yeah,
in general, it's not different from prophets. And there's a lot of similarities between, like, faith-based activities and spiritual activities, like palm reading,
mm-hmm,
yeah, or tarot cards or anything, or just in general, spirituality in general.
Yeah.
But I think people, if it doesn't have religious or God stamped on it, then it's
right
not.
Then it's
and a lot
not
of people are afraid
good
of what they don't understand.
Yeah.
Or, like, can't make sense of.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But there's plenty of stories in the Bible. There's plenty, you know, mm-hmm, about people seeing things or getting messages or signs before they happen.
Right.
So it's not really very different. So
yeah,
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I would be very spooked if somebody was very specific about mine. And I'm like Aisha, I like tarot card readings from very specific people.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I really only listen to one person, and hers are whatever she's saying is literally happening present. Like, it's,
yeah,
literally,
mm-hmm,
happening right, yeah, now. It's not very futuristic for me. It's like happening now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there is one person that I will talk to and ask questions, and she'll tell me my connection with this person. Like if I say their name or give their birthday, mm-hmm. she'll tell everybody she is right about. She'll tell me, mm-hmm. and not like future stuff, but she'll be like, oh, this person is hot and cold with you. They'll come back around, but they'll continue to be hot and cold with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or no, don't, I see nothing but red. Don't follow this person mm-hmm. because they still feel a way about their baby mama. And it was true. Like it be true. It's true. Yeah. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So I like them. I like reading. They're fun. But sometimes I have to hold back. Like the last one I got, she was like, yes, I definitely see love. I see a new love happening, and it kind of spooked me. So I haven't listened to her in a while. Oh my gosh. Isn't that sad? Like,
I'm not ready for that.
I can't do this right now. I know.
But like Tyra said, I mean, there are different, depending on who you go to.
Yeah.
You get different things.
Yeah.
And you learn to you know, if it becomes your thing, you just learn how to navigate it depending on what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And so it can give you a lot of clarity in what's happening in the situations.
Yeah.
Especially if you feel just very confused.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like there's been plenty of times I've asked very specific questions and I'm like, oh my God, yes, that's what I was thinking. And I could mm-hmm. not articulate it for myself.
Or like, could it be considered, but like receiving validation for some of the things?
Sure. Yeah.
For
sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, like when it comes to palm reading, it's basically like, you know, linking like past situations and things like that to like the present or future. Mm-hmm. So like what you were saying, but like when you look at your palm, so like there's four main lines. And so
look at my palm.
So it's going to be your heart line, which I know me trying to explain this may be difficult for people to see if you're not like seeing your hand. But your heart line is going to be at the top of your hand.
Okay.
And that line indicates your emotional state. And then your head line, which is located.
Wait, say that again. Which one?
So it's at the top of your hand, the very top. Like okay. Right underneath your fingers.
Okay.
And then the head line is located below the heart line mm-hmm. and it's at the center of your hand.
Okay.
And that's going to indicate like your mentality.
And when you say indicate, do you mean how long it is, how dark it is, how thick it is?
So it means like what it would like if you were reading or getting a palm reading.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Like if they look at that line, that it's going to be looking at like what emotional state they're in.
Gotcha.
Like, we'll kind of get to the lifeline.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay. And so your lifeline is going to be located underneath your heart line.
Mine's long.
And it goes kind of around your thumb. So the one closest to your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And then the line of stability, or is also known as your fate line, that's going to come up through the center of your hand, starting at the bottom of your palm. So it's going to be like the one.
Oh, I don't even have that.
Look, I'm like, I ain't got that many lines.
Yeah, so, like, I think I kind of see yours, but it's really...
This?
That means I ain't got no stability?
Put your hand around. So it's like, yeah, I think it's going to be, like, right there for you.
I got very little stability.
And this is the other one, the lifeline?
Yeah, that's the lifeline.
Okay. That one long. Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay,
and then so the line of stability, it indicates how you are feeling about the life that you're creating.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when it comes to, like... the lightness or like the shape of the line, mm-hmm. like for me my lines are really dark and like my lines are really straight. And so, for example, like if you have a line that's like curved or straight, like it might determine like how flexible that part of you is. Mm. Or like if you have a very curved heart line, it may indicate that you're very nurturing, open, and emotional state. But like for mine is very straight. So that means I am kind of guarded and like self-preserved about my emotions.
Mm. Look at mine.
Mine is a dip.
Mine is dip, straight. Baby, dip. Mine is straight. I am closed.
And so if like some of your lines like fades out, it might mean like, okay, well, not that your life is over, but like it may feel like, okay, well, you've been like a rug has been pulled out from under you.
Aww,
factual.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I it doesn't like mean that like you're mm-hmm. sick or anything like that, which like I don't know if I mentioned already, like when it comes to looking at your lines, it doesn't indicate like the lifeline doesn't indicate how long you're going to live mm-hmm. or anything like that. And so some benefits to like get or receiving a palm reading are like, it provides a guide about your future, which I mentioned, it connects your past experiences to your present and future. And then it's just also like an indication of like your personality. So just explaining like the darkness of your lines or how curved or how straight your lines are. And it could provide some type of guidance. Like if you don't feel like, okay, I don't really know what my purpose is. Mm-hmm. It might provide clarity in that. And it helps you receive advice about different decisions you might make regarding like relationships, career, or family, or even finances. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, it may help people find their creativity and inspiration. So, I mean, if it's something that you're interested in, I mean, your experience may be different, but I think that if that's something that you're wanting to do, like Aisha said, just make sure that you are aware of like the person, maybe do a little research and maybe, you know, ask around, and then do your own research on it. So, yeah.
Thanks, Jenny.
I like that.
I do like that.
I do need to get a palm.
Oh, and one other thing is, so I didn't know this. Now, This is what I've learned. But I didn't know your lines can change over time.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I feel like lines can change over time. And I think that's how, like, sometimes, like, how you can get specific
different
things. Mm-hmm. Because, like, over time, like, they'll change. Mm. And now, like, I want to, like, take a picture of my hands and, like, see how, like, if they change, like, in a month. So,
that's
something that you can do.
I like that.
I like that. Now you make me want to go get a palm reading.
Me too. Who does people do them in the city? I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. I'm interested. What's she going to say about me?
They going to say a lot.
About me?
They be saying a lot.
I know they do. And I be literally so open to life. Like, I be so open to life. Mm-hmm. I just don't. Anything is possible for me. I really feel like that. So who knows what they would say.
I would definitely do it. I'm just curious.
We can do it together.
Yeah, I would definitely do it.
A date.
She date.
It's a date.
We'll let y'all know how it goes.
Yeah, we will circle back to this palm reading because I'm very interested.
And it even, I mean, maybe this is something we can address at a different time. But like, you know, the different lines are also connected to like, not horoscopes, but the different, I guess, moon signs, like if it's earth, water, fire, mm-hmm. like they're connected to those. But that's something that we can dive in deeper later time. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
Very.
So, yeah.
I'm into all that shit.
Me too. You know, that's my type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess I'll just go ahead and wrap it up here. Yeah. So, I'm going to leave you all with. Is healing doesn't mean the damage never existed. It just means that the damage no longer controls your life.
Amen.
And so I think that sometimes when people are, you know, they experience difficult things, sometimes they stick in that mindset of not feeling like they can heal from the situation because they're so used to feeling broken.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, well, it doesn't mean that it never, that you're gonna acknowledge it never happened. It just means that you won't let it stop you or be a barrier for you moving forward. But
we always start snapping. What a great episode, like it always is.
Y'all got a hefty one out of us this time. I don't know how.
And the last one too.
I don't know how.
I don't either.
Next one gonna be short.
We talked about a lot of things today. Valentine's Day is coming up. If you haven't shot your shot with us and you would like to, our DMs are open.
We single-ish.
Wide open.
I am single.
So you acknowledge. Jenny is single-ish.
Are we all single-ish?
I'm definitely not single-ish. So.
I'm neither.
Girl, I ain't going to put nobody business because it's not my business. It's not.
Ain't none of my business.
It's not my business. It's not. So, we are single. Our DMs are open. If you want to shoot your shot, you got like 3 days to Valentine's Day. It's never too late. We told y'all that the first episode. The time is now.
Never give up. Never give up.
The time is now. Sliding them DMs. even if it's not us and it's somebody you want to just slide, ask them to be your Valentine. Girls right. like that, men like that, yeah. do that.
Men like that, I'll do that.
Ask them to be a Valentine.
Hell yeah.
I want to, but I'm scared.
Mm. All you gonna do is leave me on red again. with the top with down. Bye.
No, that's not who I want to shoot my shot with. Okay. Yeah. Men like it. Women like it. Tell them you want them to be your Valentine. Let us know how dating has or has not gone for you in the pandemic, because you see we are struggling, and we gave y'all tips on how to keep your heart chakra open, how to love yourself and your singleness and celebrate it. Do something for yourself for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And yeah, palm reading, go get one. That's your 2021 homework. Go get a palm reading. If you have got one before, let us know what they said. Did it come true? You can catch us at a lot of places at shenanigans_pod on Twitter and Instagram, strengthofshe.com. Keep your eyes peeled and your ears open, because the Strength of She has some great things coming for you this year that we cannot wait for y'all to see. So turn your notifications on. And we will catch y'all in 2 weeks. Bye.